Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Happy Monday. Welcome into Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. Got another great show for you guys. We're going to continue talking plenty of college basketball. We talked about it all last week. We're going to talk all of it today over the next 30 minutes. We're going to look at the Sweet 16 games on Thursday, Sweet 16 games on Friday. Kate Constable will join me middle of the show. We'll get some of Kate's thoughts. Then we're going to look at the teams most likely to win the national championship. Can anybody beat UConn? We will discuss that. And then we'll wrap up the show with some of our best bets for today. We got some round of 32 games in the women's NCAA tournament. We got a pick there. We also got our prop lock in the NBA. Going to be a great week ahead. We got opening day on Thursday as well as the Sweet 16. Going to be talking some baseball. We got teed up Tuesday tomorrow. But a lot of college hoops today. If you want to get in on the conversation, you can join us, twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, or you can go to Twitter and Instagram at the BetQL app. Let us know what you guys are on in the Sweet 16, anything that you like tonight in the NBA, or maybe opening day in baseball, whatever it may be. Let's get this thing going. Glass is in session. We have made it to the Sweet 16, and for the fifth time ever in the tournament's history, every 1 and 2 seed has advanced to the Sweet 16. I know everybody loves upsets, and we did have some big ones in the first round, Oakland over Kentucky. We had Yale over Auburn. But man, how can you not be excited for some of these matchups that we get in the Sweet 16? Look at Thursday's slate of games. We start in the West region, 7:09 p.m. Eastern time, first Sweet 16 game of the day out in Los Angeles. It's going to be the 6-seeded Clemson Tigers going up against the number 2 seed Arizona Wildcats. Arizona's favored by 7.5 in this game. The total is 152.5. If you like Arizona, the money line, -350. Clemson is +260. I like Clemson in the game at +7.5. It's been much talked about how good the ACC has been in this tournament. Outside of Virginia, all the other four teams, Duke, Carolina, NC State, and Clemson, are a perfect 8-0. Clemson's matchups for them in the first two rounds against New Mexico and against Baylor have been excellent. We talked about Clemson last week as a team that really nobody was talking about. Didn't do great in ACC play, but were an excellent non-conference team. They beat Bama on the road, beat South Carolina, they beat TCU, they beat all these tournament caliber teams, Boise State, they even beat Carolina. They lost to Duke by just 1 in Cameron Indoor. A lot of those teams that I just rattled off were obviously tournament teams, but they were also very good offensive teams, and they were teams that played at a fast pace. New Mexico is a team played at a super fast pace, top 10 in offensive tempo, also a very good offensive team. Baylor's obviously one of the best offensive teams in the country. Clemson beat both of those teams. Now they play an Arizona team who's also an excellent offensive team. I think this is too many points. Arizona, it just kind of feels like the same thing with them, right? Couldn't really put away Dayton in that game. Dayton made a huge comeback, made it close. When Arizona had to answer in the middle of that second half, they did, but they could really never put them away. Clemson is one of the oldest teams in college basketball. Their backcourt's playing really well right now with Chase Hunter and Joseph Girard. PJ Hall is their best player. He's first team all ACC. They got a really good team. Their offense is playing well. Defense is playing solid also. Arizona, all the pressure is going to be on them in this game. I think they probably win, but I like it in the 7.5 with Clemson. That's the first game of the day on Thursday in the Sweet 16. Then in the East Regional, we got the number one seed UConn Huskies and number five San Diego State tipping off 7:39 p.m. Eastern Time, a rematch of last year's national championship game. Can anybody cover a spread against UConn? Forget beating them. Can anybody just cover a spread against this team? Aztecs are favored by 10.5. Look, we're going to talk about this and we're going through all these games, but I think a bunch of these Sweet 16 games, you're going to have really good opportunities to correlate some of these games with spreads and totals. San Diego State and UConn is no different. If you like San Diego State in this game, you're going to have to like the under. There's just no way they're going to be able to beat UConn in a game in the 80s or the 90s. Aztecs, the profile's very similar to last year that it was this year. They have to muck games up. It's one thing when they play Yale, but when they play UConn, they're not going to be able to score 80 against the Huskies. They better be able to win this game in the 50s or 60s. Last year in the Sweet 16, San Diego State upset the number one overall seed in the tournament in Alabama. Very good offensive and defensive team, explosive offense, share a lot of similarities that UConn did. How did they win that game? They mucked it up. Bama went like 3-for-28 from three-point range or something like that. San Diego State's got to hope for the same formula. They got to hope it's an off-shooting night for the Huskies and they are able to score just enough points. The thing that's going to hurt San Diego State in this game is the fact that their best player is Jaden DeLee, and he's going to go up against the best big man that he has seen all year in Kling Kong, Donovan Klingon. He's a beast. Obviously, UConn's playing awesome. They're so well balanced. Don't like this matchup for San Diego State, but if you do like the Aztecs, I think you got to hit that under at 136.5. Next game up is going to be in the West Regional between number four Alabama and number one North Carolina. Guys, this Bama team made history. First one in the last 20 years, top 10 in offense in KenPom, 100 or worse in defense to make the Sweet 16. If you watched that Grand Canyon game yesterday, you know Bama probably should have lost that game. GCU went to the foul line like 37 times. They missed 14 free throws. They couldn't buy a three-pointer. Great offensive teams like Bama always have an offensive stinker in the first two rounds of the tournament, and normally their defense can't carry them to a win. That is the best I have seen Bama's defense play all year, by far. Not even close. You guys know I'm a Bama alum. I watch every game they play. Their defense, they wanted that game so bad yesterday. Their intensity was so good. Now, it's like they're kind of playing with house money, right? Miami was a terrible defensive team last year, too. They had their survived advance game with Drake. After that, they go all the way to the Final Four. Kind of feels like this Bama team's playing with house money a little bit. Carolina's favored by 3.5, 4.5, depending on what shop. Bama played a very tough non-conference schedule that got them ready for teams like Carolina. They played Purdue this year. They played Arizona. They played Creighton. They have seen teams with the caliber of North Carolina. And then they obviously played in the SEC, played against really good teams like Tennessee and Kentucky as well. Every time Bama has gone up against a really good team this year, the thing that I've noticed is they've been really good in the first half, and a lot of those games have been high scoring in the first half as well. So I would look at Bama first half spread. I would look at the first half over in that game as well. And then finally, Illinois and Iowa State in the East region. This is probably the game I'm most excited for because you could not have two different contrast in styles than Illinois and Iowa State. The Illini boost the number one offense in college basketball, and Iowa State has the number two defense in college basketball. I was just talking about moments ago with San Diego State and UConn. Some of these games are going to be correlated with the spread and the total. If you like Illinois, you like the over. If you like Iowa State, you like the under. It's as plain as it could possibly be. It's as clear as day. This is the game where you want to correlate. Will you get yourself a parlay? Personally, I lean Iowa State in the game. The later that we get in the tournament, I'm always going to back the defensive teams. And Illinois right now is kind of that red-hot team that I think a lot of people are starting to gravitate to. But Iowa State's defense is awesome. And if you like the Cyclones, you got to take the under. If you like Illinois, got to take the over. One of my favorite games to bet from a betting perspective in terms of correlated spread and total. Moving on to the Friday games in the Sweet 16. We're going to start in Dallas in the South Region, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, number 11 NC State and number 2 Marquette. Now, if you watch the round of 32, you know that there really weren't any big upsets in the round of 32. The only underdog that won outright was Clemson. The favorites went 15-1 straight up in the round of 32 in the NCAA tournament, which is kind of crazy. And that's why we have so many good matchups in the Sweet 16 with so many top-tier seeds. The only double-digit seed that made it was NC State, who's on this magical carpet ride. 5 games in 5 days in D.C. in the ACC tournament. 2 more wins in Pittsburgh, and now they play Marquette. I know there are a bunch of you listening to the show that are in these survivor pools where you have to pick a team every day of the tournament and then you can't use that team again. When we get to these late rounds, when we get to the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight, how I like to handicap games and how I like to bet games is I think about it from the survivor pool perspective. If you look at these Friday slate of games, Marquette and NC State, Purdue and Gonzaga, Houston and Duke, and Tennessee and Creighton, what is the game right away that jumps out at you that you think is going to be the game that the favorite wins? It's going to be Marquette and NC State. 10 times out of 10. That's going to be the game that you pick. Everybody in their pools on Friday is going to have Marquette against NC State in the Survivor, which makes me love NC State in the game, plus the points and on the money line as well. Keep riding the Wolf Packs, folks. They are hot right now. I absolutely think they are live to win that game. Cannot wait for Purdue and Gonzaga, the number 1 seed, number 5 seed in the Midwest Regional. Boilermakers favored by 5.5. The total, 154.5. Both teams looked really good in their round of 32 matchups. Gonzaga looked really good in both their first round games. Mark Few, maybe the best coaching job that he has done. We're so used to Gonzaga being like a 1 or 2 seed every year. This team, with like 2 weeks to go in the regular season, we weren't even sure if they were going to make the tournament. And now we got them into a 5 seed. Graham Ike has been awesome for them. Their big man, Nembhard and Hickman in the backcourt are playing excellent. I have a feeling a lot of people are going to like Gonzaga in this game because it's Purdue and because Gonzaga has been to 9 straight Sweet 16s. They know what it takes in this round to get to the next round. And Purdue obviously has only been to 1 Elite 8 under Matt Painter. They don't know how to win games in the second weekend. I actually kind of like Purdue, though, in this game. These teams played in Maui earlier in the year, so they're familiar with each other. Zach Edey's been a monster. Braden Smith's been playing really well. Like what I saw from Purdue in the second half against Utah State. Think Gonzaga's going to be a very trendy dog. I'll take Purdue -5.5. Then in the South region, we got number 1 Houston against number 4 Duke. What a heavyweight matchup this is going to be. The Cougars had their survived advance game last night against Texas A&M. Might have been the game of the tournament so far. This is a matchup, though, that I think is a really good one for Houston. If you have watched Duke play over the last couple of years, you know that when it comes to Duke, the things that give them the most trouble are physical teams. They lost to Tennessee last year in the NCAA tournament. That's why they can't beat Carolina with Baycott. They struggle against teams with physical big men. And who do they get in the round of 16? Maybe the most physical team in all of college basketball in the Houston Cougars. So I know a lot of people are going to like Duke because it's Duke, and they just destroyed James Madison, and Houston just barely escaped Texas A&M, but you got to flip the page. It's a totally new round. They have 5 weeks to prep. It's a totally new matchup, and this one favors Houston. I like the Cougars -3.5. And then of all the games in the Sweet 16 that I really don't have a feel on, it's this Tennessee and Creighton game. good luck if you bet this game. Because really, it's cliche, but what it comes down to is which team is going to hit shots. We kind of got the full Creighton experience against Oregon in their round of 32 game. Creighton was getting good look after good look after good look from three-point range. And at some points during the game, they weren't hitting them. And at other points during the game, they were hitting them. They're a streaky offensive team. They can go 5 minutes where they look like the best team in the country, and then they can go another 5 minutes where it looks like they're one of the worst five teams in the Big East. That's how they play. They don't have much depth, but they don't foul either, which is going to be interesting going up against Tennessee, who is extremely physical and is going to be really tough to get rebounds against. I would probably lean towards Creighton in the game, but man, it's going to be tough. Again, it feels like the same old Tennessee to me, right? Rick Barnes can't cover a spread in the second round. They barely escaped Texas. They scored 60 points in that game. I thought in the regular season Tennessee had turned a corner because they were scoring 80, 90 points in some of these SEC games, but the last couple weeks ago, our last couple weeks have felt like it's the same old Tennessee. So I'll take Creighton plus 2.5. That's the game I'm the most torn on, though. It's going to be a really good one. Let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Kate Constable here on a Monday. And Kate, we're waiting for the Sweet 16, so no five-star plays today there. But what do the five-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Hey, PJ. Yeah, five-star plays today. We have one in the NBA. Celtics minus 10.5 against the Atlanta Hawks. I mean, the Hawks are a pretty garbage team right now. They've kind of quit on the season despite still being in one of those play-in spots. Celtics have won 9 straight games. They've covered in 8 of those games. So, model likes them to cover again tonight, minus 10.5.
All right, very good. That's what the BetQL model likes. Kate, what about you? What are some of your favorite bets for today?
Yeah, one of mine, I'm going to stick in that game. Celtics first half team total over 61.5. The Celtics put up 69 and 71 points in the first half against Atlanta earlier this season. And in Boston's last 5 games, finished with 66, 69, 69, 59, and 81 points in the first half. Leading the league in offensive rating in the first half, net rating. So this Celtics team is just so good in the first half. So taking their over 61.5. I also like the 76ers plus 9.5 tonight against the Sacramento Kings. Sixers are coming off a big win last night over the Clippers, but their starters, no starter played more than 22 minutes. So I think that they'll be fairly rested coming into this game. And then the Kings are back home after a 3-game road trip. And when the Kings return home after a road trip of 2 or more games this season, they are just 3-4 straight up and 1-5 against the spread. So kind of a sleepy spot for Sacramento. I'm going to take the points with 76ers on the road.
All right, very nice. Couple of NBA bets there from Kate. Kate, let's talk about the NCAA tournament. A lot of great action in the first 4 days, first 2 rounds. If you had a biggest takeaway from the first 4 days of the tournament, what would it be for you?
Yeah, PJ, I think it's just got to be that UConn is as good as advertised. I mean, they have looked just completely dominant. Donovan Clingan is so good. And the stats show that, but there's also so much that he does that doesn't show up on the stat sheet. I mean, the way he alters, opponents' opportunities at the rim, he just does so much that doesn't quite show up. But if you really pay attention and watch him, I mean, he's the reason this UConn team is as good as they are. I know they have a ton of other star players. They're balanced, but he is just far and away better than a lot of the other big men out there. So I think this UConn team is going to win it all based on what I've seen these last 2 games.
I mean, the market certainly agrees with you. They're plus 200. A lot of people thought, Kate, that maybe their Sweet 16 game against Auburn would potentially be their toughest game. They instead get a national title rematch against San Diego State. I think a lot of people feel the way that you do about UConn, that they're probably going to repeat. If you did have to make a bet on another team, though, is there somebody else that you would maybe take a flyer on?
Yeah, I would take a look at Marquette. I have them in my Final Four. I just think that their path is the easiest. I know this NC State team, I keep wanting to fade them and thinking like they're going to run out of gas at some point, and they just really haven't. So it's not that this is going to be, you know, a particularly easy matchup for Marquette, but I think they do have the easiest path of all of the teams remaining. Marquette's really balanced with Tyler Kolek back in the lineup. I mean, what he's able to do just in terms of managing the game. Marquette can beat you in transition. They have a great inside out game. And again, a pretty good number, 16-1 for them to win it all. So you're getting some good value there as well. So I'd have to take the Golden Eagles if there's anyone outside of UConn.
A lot of love for the Big East. They only got three teams in the tournament, but three really good ones in UConn, Marquette, and Creighton. Kate, so many good games. Obviously, there hasn't been a ton of upsets. NC State's the only double-digit seed to make it to the Sweet 16, so we get a lot of really good games. Which one are you most excited for?
Well, I think this UConn-San Diego State game is going to be great just because it's a rematch of last year's national champion. So a lot of eyes will be on that. I'm not sure the game itself is going to be all that close. Duke-Houston is going to be really, really good. And I mean, just because there's so much strong guard play from both of those teams. Tennessee and Creighton. I'm excited for that one. I was listening to you earlier, PJ. You don't really know kind of what to think of that game. I don't either. I don't know which way this is going to go. I don't know who's going to dictate the pace in that game. So that one's going to be one that I think is going to come down to maybe a final possession and should be very fun to watch.
I'm done betting against Creighton, Kate. I was up till 12:30 watching that Oregon game. I had nothing left in me. It was such a sweat. So those are the games that we really don't like. We don't know who's going to win. What about a bet that you do have for the Sweet 16? What's the side that you like?
I like Gonzaga, plus 5.5 against Purdue. I mean, I've kind of underrated the Zags coming into the tournament, and it's just that they have so much experience in the tournament. Mark Few has been in this position numerous times, and Gonzaga's a team that can score 85 points per game. They can play fast. They can get Purdue to, you know, have to guard them in transition, which is a really tough thing for most teams to do. And against Kansas and Hunter Dickinson, Gonzaga really forced Dickinson out in the perimeter and to come away from the basket to have to defend them. I think if they can do the same thing for Zach Edey, pull him away from the basket on the defensive end, that's going to open things up for the Zags on the offense. And allow them some easy buckets in close to the basket. So I think that this Gonzaga team can hang with Purdue plus 5.5. I'm not going to take them on the money line, but I do like the points.
Can't wait for that game. Going to be so good. Purdue and Gonzaga. She's Kate Constable joining me here on Send It In. Kate, great stuff as always. We'll talk to you again later in the week.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis. From spreads and over-unders to player props, stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, we've broken down all the games on the Sweet 16. Now it's time to look into our glass ball and look at our national championship futures. If you watch the show during the regular season, you know every Monday we do our top 10 teams in college basketball. Today, we're going to do our top 10 teams that can win the national championship. And it's really no surprise who number one is. They're number one in the betting market. They're number one defending champions. It's the UConn Huskies at plus 200. If you watch the video that we put out on social media where we found all these stats and trends and we put them all together and we tried to find who would be the champion this year, UConn was not one of those teams. But it's hard just to not use the eye test and use the metrics and everything that UConn is right now and say that they are not the team to be in college basketball. So they are the number one team at plus 200. After them is going to be Houston at plus 500. I know they had a scare last night against Texas A&M, but if you guys watch this NCAA tournament long enough, you know the mantra, survive in advance. And if you're a team like Houston, I can't tell you how many teams made the Final Four, won the national championship on some of these games in the early rounds that they probably should have lost and then end up and go winning the whole thing. You're always going to play at least one, maybe two games that come right down to the wire, that you're just going to have to find a way to get the win. That's what made UConn's run last year so impressive, was they didn't get a scare by anybody. They won all six games by double digits. Houston just had their scare against A&M. Four guys, four starters fouled out of that game, and they still ended up winning it. We talked about it in that video. The two teams that I think could win it this year, according to all the stuff, was Houston and Purdue. I'll put the Cougars at number two. I'll put Purdue at number three as well. Purdue got over the hump of beating a 16 seed. They finally got all over that hurdle after losing to FDU last year. And then, man, what a statement they made against Utah State yesterday, winning that game by nearly 40. Now their season begins. Here it is. You get your Sweet 16 game against Gonzaga. You get the winner of Tennessee or Creighton, now you're going to start playing some of the top teams in college basketball. Right now it begins for Purdue. I like them against that game against Gonzaga. They're my number three team to win the title right now. Then I'm going to go with the fourth number one seed is the fourth best odds to win the title. Right now this tournament is so chalky in terms of all the ones and two seeds making it that I think the four number one seeds have to be the four teams that are most likely to win it all. Even though Arizona is rated higher than UNC, I like the way UNC is playing better right now than the Wildcats. Learned a lot about UNC. Got punched in the mouth by Michigan State. They were down double digits in the first half. Not only did they come back to win the game, they came back from that double digit first half deficit in the first half. They closed the half on a 21-3 run, were leading at halftime, and then just broke it open in the second half. Tar Heels are really good on offense. They're really good on defense. They have one of the best guards in the country in R.J. Davis, a great big man in Armando Bacot. They are my number four team. I will put Arizona at number five just because they're a top 10 offense and defensive team, according to KenPom. Caleb Love was great against Dayton. And every time they needed to answer in that game against Dayton, they did. So I give them credit for that. Their defense at times can be really, really good. Shot selection at times can be a little interesting for Arizona. Maybe shoot too many threes. Kylan Boswell needs to play a lot better for Arizona. You know what you're going to get from Pella Larson. You know what you're going to get from Kayla Love and Balo. Boswell is the key. If he doesn't elevate his game, Arizona's going to be going home. I'll put them at number five. Marquette's going to be my number six team. They are 16-1 to win the national title. I think it's fair to say Tyler Kolek looks healthy. Guy played really, really well against Colorado yesterday. Marquette's offense is really a joy to watch. The way that they space the floor, all the shooters that they have, their guard play with Kolek and Jones, they're really tough. The one thing that gives me pause about Marquette is when they go up against some of these bigger or some of these physical teams. And look at all of the three teams remaining in their region. NC State, you're going to have to go up against big DJ Burns. Then if you win that game, you got to play the winner of Houston or Duke with Filipowski. So it's going to be tough for Marquette. They're going to play a lot of good big men. They're going to play some teams with some good guards, but the metrics love them. And Shaka Smart, since he made it to the Final Four with VCU, has not been able to get back to the second weekend until this year. We'll see what Marquette can do. Duke is going to be my number seven team with the best chance to win the national title at 25-1. How good did they look against James Madison? JMU, when they played Wisconsin, it took you maybe 3 minutes to look at those teams and figure out that JMU was the better team. Then you watch Duke and JMU, and it took you 3 minutes to realize that Duke was the way better team. And if you took JMU plus 7.5, you could just go up and rip that ticket. When Duke's hitting their shots and their guards with Roach and McCain and Proctor are playing well, they're tough. They're really, really tough. That game against Houston is going to be a good one. There is this knock on Duke that they struggle with physical teams that I talked about. We'll see if they can get over that hump against Houston. Tennessee at 12-1. Now, Tennessee is in my Final Four. I thought that because of their recent stretch here over the last couple weeks, everybody was all over Tennessee in the middle of February, and then they lose to Kentucky, and they lose to Mississippi State in the SEC tournament, and after two games, everybody just wanted to kind of forget about Tennessee, but then you watch them against Texas, and it's like, it's the same old Tennessee team, even with Dalton Knecht, even with maybe the best score that Rick Barnes has had since he's been at Tennessee, it's still the same old stuff. So I will still probably take Tennessee to beat Creighton, as I mentioned, but man, I don't know if I feel as good about them making the Final Four. Gonzaga is going to be my number nine team, and Creighton is going to be my number 10 team. There's a reason Tennessee, Creighton, and Gonzaga are my 8, 9, and 10, because I have no idea what to do with those teams. I have no idea. If it's not Purdue, I don't know who's going to come out of that regional between those three teams. It's a complete toss-up. Tennessee has the way lower odds at 12-1. Gonzaga and Creighton are much better at 25-1. They're probably worth a price over Tennessee, but those are my top 10 teams to win the national championship right now. UConn, Houston, Purdue, the top three. UNC, Arizona, Marquette, Duke, Tennessee, Gonzaga, and Creighton. Iowa State, barely missing the cut at 11, just because I don't trust their offense enough. Illinois comes in at 12 because I don't trust their defense enough. We got a new show coming here on the network, and it's going down tomorrow afternoon. Join Lucy Burge and Jake Hassan for the debut of Bet Slips and Bat Flips. Tune in every day to get the edge on all things baseball. Jake and Lucy will break down the day's games, dish out prop strategies, and even talk about college baseball. Plus, they want you to be a part of the action. Send in your best bets. Get in on the fun. Catch the first pitch tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern on BetQL, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Don't miss out. It's essentially like our show, but a baseball edition. So if you love Send It In, you're going to absolutely love Bet Slips and Bat Flips. Make sure you check that out tomorrow with Jake and Lucy. Time to wrap up the show now with PJ's plays here on Send It In. We got a prop lock today for the people. It's Jared Allen over 11.5 rebounds against the Hornets. Total in this game today between the Cavs and Hornets is very low at 205.5. Expect a lot of defense. Expect a lot of bad offense. Expect some missed shots. I think that's going to benefit Jared Allen. I'll go over 11.5 boards for the Cavs. Big man. My stay away game is going to be the Knicks minus 16.5 against the Pistons. The reason being, do we really want to lay 16.5 with the Knicks against anybody? Hell no. So I'm not touching this game. That is a stay away for me. My dog of the day is going to be West Virginia plus 15.5 against Iowa in the NCAA women's tournament. The reason being, I'm going to fade Iowa against the spread in every game that they play the rest of the tournament because we are going to be paying the Caitlin Clark tax. Odds makers are smart. They know when Caitlin Clark is playing basketball, everybody's going to bet on Caitlin Clark. So they're going to juice up that line way more than it should be. All the value is going to be on the other team. I'll take West Virginia plus 15.5. Shawnee Sharp's going to go Nikola Vucevic over 11.5 rebounds tonight for the Bulls against the Wizards. And my best bet, Clemson plus 7.5 on Thursday against Arizona in the Sweet 16. To recap our best bets for today, Jared Allen over 11.5 rebounds versus the Hornets. Knicks Pistons going to be my stay away game. West Virginia plus 15.5 against Iowa in the women's NCAA tournament. Vucevic over 11.5 rebounds for Shawnee Sharp today. And Clemson, my best bet, plus 7.5 against Arizona. Thanks again to Kate Constable for joining us. Reminder, if you missed the show, make sure you download, you listen, you rate, you subscribe to the Send It In podcast. We went over all the Sweet 16 games today. Make sure you check it out, and we'll see you guys right back here tomorrow for some more Send It In, 1 p.m. Eastern time on the BetQL Network.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.